I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Matt Piken, BPR's arts and culture reporter. Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
So this is a monumental week for Asheville's art scene. The Asheville Art Museum is reopening on this Thursday, and then just 2 days later, the Center for Craft reopens. Now, both are emerging from major renovations, so why are these reopenings so important for the Asheville art scene?
Well, in terms of the visual arts, you know, no two institutions in this part of the state rival their reach or their impact. You know, the renovated Asheville Art Museum sits at the epicenter of what you could argue is Asheville's most trafficked intersection at the Broadway entrance to Pack Square. So in terms of sheer visibility, it's the city's most prominent cultural institution. And the renovated Center for Craft, just a quarter mile north along Broadway, is positioning itself as a national outlet for contemporary craft practice and scholarship.
Going more on the art museum, it's been closed for 3 years because of this renovation. So what can we expect with its long-awaited reopening?
Well, the gallery spaces have more than tripled, so there will be simply much more art on view. That's number one. And while more of the permanent collection will see sunlight, the most exciting and important exhibition, I believe, is called Appalachia Now. It features contemporary work from 50 living artists across southern Appalachia, and I think it stamps the museum as a major outlet in touch with artists from this region. And there's also a new cafe and a rooftop terrace, a hands-on art-based center for children, and a multi-purpose space that will house performances, lectures, and other events. And it's simply a beautiful building with an intriguing mix of natural materials. You know, but the open question, at least in the minds of many longtime locals, is whether the museum will become more of an active player in the regional art scene. You know, it isn't difficult to find people in this town who are critical of the museum's curatorial history. They say exhibitions of the past weren't very daring or forward-thinking. So maybe one upside of closing for 3 years is an opportunity to rebrand with locals, and Appalachia Now, I think, is a great first step.
What about the Center for Craft? We got to hear some of the renovations here at Blue Ridge Public Radio because they're our next-door neighbors. They're reopening as well this week. Tell us about them.
You know, leaders there want to sort of play a game of Twister. They want to regularly exhibit cutting-edge craft, which is something they already did before the renovation. But by expanding their gallery spaces, they can now house more than one exhibition at a time. And at least in the initial offerings, you might see some works, such as several photography pieces, and ask, how does this even fit into the realm of craft? Well, curators at the center are working to expand our definition of craft, so it's really up to them to make the case. The center also wants to appeal to academic circles as a research destination and as a craft think tank. Those are their words. And now they have the space to do all three. So they have a new innovation hub with a library, conference rooms, and lecture hall. And they've created a new revenue stream by offering co-working spaces on the second floor. And also over the next few months, passersby along Broadway will see the in-progress installation of shimmering, chalky mosaic tiles in varied shades of blue covering the facade of one wall. It's a piece called Liminal, designed by Penland artist Ian Henderson.
You mentioned earlier these are two cornerstones of the Asheville art scene. So with the reopenings coming in this 1 week, what does that mean for the Asheville art scene as a whole?
Let me put them into context. You might remember the Black Mountain College Museum and Art Center moved just a little over a year ago to the north side of Pack Square. So along with the Asheville Art Museum and Center for Craft, all are within easy walking distance of each other. You know, you could park your car in one spot, tour all three in a day, and have an experience I would argue is unrivaled anywhere else in the Southeast. Of course, you also have the Blue Spiral Gallery, which is anchored its massive home a couple of blocks south of the Art Museum, and Momentum Gallery will soon move from Lexington Avenue over to a 16,000 square foot space within eyeshot of the Center for Craft. So Broadway is quickly becoming a cultural corridor for high-level contemporary art.
Matt Piken, thank you for joining us.
Anytime.